Hello, welcome to Astrology Alchemy. I'm Sheila Belanger, your host for this podcast. Alchemy is defined as a seemingly magical process of transformation. Spiritual alchemy is the process of pursuing the gold of your true nature by transmuting the unrefined, limiting parts of yourself. In this podcast, I'll offer you inspiring insights from current astrology cycles that support your path of turning your personal lead into gold. More resources are available at the website on theedgesofchange.com. Hello, and welcome to episode number 255 of the Astrology Alchemy Podcast. I'm your host and guide, Sheila Belanger, and this is talking about the pattern archetypal patterns for the week of April 8th, 2024. Here's a phrase from this week's poem that I'll give to you at the end of the podcast. To make your home in the world. Well, dear ones, the day has arrived. The big total solar eclipse in Aries on Monday, April 8th, that has been getting tons of press in the regular press because of how rare the phenomena is in the heavens. And also astrologically, it's a very big deal. Now, I advise you to go back and listen to last week's podcast. I talked a lot about the new moon eclipse, the solar eclipse in Aries. I'll say more here. But the main thing I want to honor you is a metaphor that comes from my colleague at Astro Butterfly, the phoenix, of dying in the flames and being reborn. The new moon eclipse, the solar eclipse, is of course the sun and moon together, so it's the seeding, it's beginning anew. The sun as the hero, heroine, conscious self archetype, and the moon as the instinctive nurturer, the deep emotional changeable one, they come together. It's a classic marriage of yang and yin, of active dynamic and receptive magnetic. And it says we're starting again. And Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. It's about initiation. It's about let's go, let's have courage, let's just go do it, okay? And this new moon is particularly powerful because it's right next to Chiron, the wounded healer archetype, the shamanic one, about deep transmutation of wounds into medicine and healing. And it's also next to the North Node, which is a mathematical point in the heavens that points us towards the door of evolutionary growth and purpose. I want to read to you something that another colleague, Chani, I love her work. You hear me talk about her all the time. I highly recommend you get on her newsletter to get her weekly emails and blogs. Because Chani, in her blog talking about the solar eclipse, not only notes the energy of the solar eclipse in Aries, but also what it means to have the sun and Chiron right next together, which is called a kazimi. It's where a planet, from our perspective, just comes into the energy of the sun. So here's what Chani says about the eclipse and the Chiron kazimi with the sun. She says, the solar eclipse in Aries on April 8th is a flashpoint for shakeups, surprises, and synchronicities. Eclipses have been occurring across the Aries-Libra axis of the zodiac wheel since April of 2023, so for a year, sparking plot twists around issues of personal agency and relationships. As an energetic Mars-ruled sign, Aries enters every scene with hoofs blazing. This cardinal fire sign delights in heroic feats, tests of inner and outer strength, and opportunities to sharpen its sword against the whetstone of life's challenges. Competition, whether with itself or with others, is a chosen classroom. And similarly, the Aries eclipse on April 8th rallies our bravest selves to the forefront. So you might notice what's already stirring as we go into the solar eclipse on Monday, of where you're being called to step up with bravery, to really own who you are, you know, come home to yourself, come home to your place in the world. Because it's what we're being challenged to do with this solar eclipse next to the North Node. It's an evolutionary purpose that's being called here. And then also with Chiron being this shapeshifter, wounded healer archetype, it is asking you to do the next level of deep transmutation of wound material into medicine or healing. And with Chiron Kazemi to the sun, it's a really potent transformational energy. This is what Chani says about Chiron Kazemi with the sun. She says, mythologically, Chiron was a half-man, half-centaur, known for being a wounded healer. But he was also a wise mentor and teacher. Astrologically, she says, Chiron is a minor planet. It's actually called a centaur. It's a bizarre character in the solar system that helps us learn and grow through encounters with our psyche's tender spots. So when Chiron connects with the sun, it's a purified state known as a Kazemi. At this time, the limiting fears that block us from fully tapping into our independence, desire, and personal power will rise to the surface of our lives to be grappled with. This might mean becoming aware of areas where we've stifled our bold opinions, healthy aggression, or vital life force. It could also mean the opposite, feeling extra hot under the collar and more likely to throw a tantrum at the drop of a hat. She goes on to say, it's usually not comfortable to witness the more brazen and less polished aspects of ourselves, but consider this a threshold moment in your journey to recover your moxie. Courageously meeting the fire-breathing dragons of your limiting beliefs or misaligned anger is key to accessing the sparkling treasures clasped in their claws. I love Chani's writing. So just notice what fire-breathing dragons are up, what's stalking you, okay? And lean into the power of this new moon solar eclipse, Chiron Kazemi, all of that in a big cauldron of transformation. Plus, if that wasn't enough, later in the week on Wednesday, April 10th, Mars is conjunct Saturn at 14 degrees of Pisces. For those of you who know your chart and know the degree measurements, put it in your chart, 14 degrees Pisces. And notice the area of your life where this conjunction of Mars and Saturn is happening. If you don't understand that, don't worry about it. Just consider the archetype of Mars, the advocate, the champion, the warrior, warrioress, combining conjunct with Saturn, the responsible one, the integrous one, the leader, the executive one, okay? They are very different energies as archetypes. Mars wants to go, go, go. Let's get on with it. Very impulsive. Saturn is no, no, no. Saturn is very consciously the planet with the rings. Okay, wait, wait, wait. What's the game plan? Let's think about this. Let's figure out how we're going to structure this. Okay, the rings, bring your own BYOB, bring your own boundaries. Okay, I was saying. So they're very different energies. Internally, sensitive ones, that means you, might be feeling this split between I want to go, 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 and yet something's holding me back. You can get pissed. You can feel constricted. You can feel curtailed. And yet Mars and Saturn are together in Pisces. And that gives us insight as to the archetypal lessons. Pisces is a really deeply yin water sign. It is not about cognitive figuring out. It's about felt sense. It's about emotional currents, about psychic intuitive knowing. So really the Mars Saturn in Pisces challenges you. What kind of unconscious emotional pattern are you getting activated by Mars? Or what kind of unconscious old story with external authorities, Saturn, and feeling emotionally victimized or held back is getting erupted in your psyche? And it gives you the challenge of Mars with courage. Wait, let me take responsibility, Saturn. Have the courage to take responsibility, Mars, Saturn, about my unconscious material. Let me lean in and do my work so I don't project it unconsciously on others, or I don't get pissed off and victimized by a perception of an external authority or system controlling me. This is a lot of energy to add on to the solar eclipse. I'm smiling in love because pace yourself, drink lots of water, move your body, get into nature, journal, pray, meditate. A lot going on in the cauldron of our collective energies right now. You don't need an astrologer to tell you that, but here's some story about it. And then finally, on Thursday, April 11th, the sun is conjunct Mercury retrograde at 22 degrees of Aries. Now, this is important because Mercury's the communicator, storyteller. Right now, it's currently in its three-week journey of retrograde motion, which always gives us the challenge of slow the roll, with your communication patterns, your emails, your scheduling, your meeting up with somebody, and just slow down. I'm in Aries. I want to go fast. No, 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 no. Wait, think before you put the metal, the foot to the gas pedal. So when the sun comes to a planet, as it is with the Kazemi with Chiron that I talked about earlier, it's shedding the light. It's illuminating that conscious self, illuminating sun. So the sun to Mercury says, what are you understanding about this current review period, Mercury retrograde in Aries, about your deeper narratives and stories? Okay, that's the communication. And they're in Aries. So again, to thine own self be true. And one of the other things that's really key is every time the sun comes to connect with Mercury retrograde, which happens about every 4 months, we begin a new Mercury cycle, a new four-month Mercury cycle. And Astro Butterfly has done some amazing work with tracking these four-month Mercury cycles for projects and ideas and things you want to accomplish. I highly recommend you go to her website, astrobutterfly.com, and go search for the blog on Mercury cycles or New Mercury or something like that. But what it means is we are starting a new four-month journey of some kind of communication, project, idea, something that you want to work with in the next 4 months that is about your uniqueness, your individual voice. So you might notice what's been nudging with you. For some of you, you're artists. Some of you are writers. Some of you, you create content. You facilitate. You coach. You teach. Others, it's in family system. Or with friends, it's like, I've got a new voice I want to bring out. There's something new I want to be with for the next 4 months. So spend some time this week noticing. Be in contact with your muse. Take some journaling. Do some sketching. Take some time for that. It's like, what's wanting to start coming through in the next 4 months? And honor it. Okay? So there you have it. It continues. It's not going to stop because we are in these hospice times of our old culture. And it's very painful. There's a lot that's dying, including human beings, including species, including ecosystems. It's horrific. And the archetypes invite us lean in and actualize more deeply what your soul asked you to be. Because by you doing that, you help us all make the great turning, all make this an essential life-giving turn towards a different way of being with each other, with ourselves, with our world. So it's very potent. And just be really kind to yourself and recognize that it's important that you come to this place of radical self-acceptance with all this Aries energy right now in these big changes, and to allow yourself to be honored and acknowledged and recognized for who you really are. And that particularly as it starts at home. It's not about somebody else seeing you. It's about you seeing yourself as you truly are. And then through that, you're able to see the world in the same way. Which brings me to the poem for this week. It's called Second Sight by David White. Second Sight. Sometimes you need the ocean light and colors you've never seen before, painted through an evening sky. Sometimes you need your God to be a simple invitation, not a telling word of wisdom. Sometimes you need only the first shyness that comes from being shown things far beyond your understanding, so that you can fly and become free by being still and by being still here. And then there are times you need to be brought to ground by touch and touch alone, to know those arms around you and to make your home in the world just by being wanted. To see those eyes looking back at you as I should see you at last, seeing you as you always wanted to be seen, seeing you as you yourself had always wanted to see the world. Second Sight. May the power of this total solar eclipse bless you to open your eyes, to see yourself in the world how you always wanted to see. Thank you, dear ones, for your journey and your courage to keep on keeping on in the midst of such tumultuous crossroads times. We are all in this together, each of us, with our unique way of being. I want to remind you that we also have a big Jupiter-Uranus conjunction cycle coming in 2 weeks' time, and I created a special do-it-yourself course, A Quest for Radical Rebirth, to help you prepare for this. It's still available for you to purchase and work with. It includes an introductory 2.5-hour workshop with lots of astrological information said in English and guided imagery and ways to prepare for this. And then every week for 4 weeks, I give you a guided journey to help you get more ready to receive the blessings of this big cycle coming up. And it will include journeys to the new moon solar eclipse this week to help you. So if you're interested in that, go check out my website on the astrology page. So go to ontheedgesofchange.com/astrology. Go check it out. Thank you so much for your beautiful life journey. Keep loving yourself and having the courage to be who you deeply, truly are as a prayer for the world right now. You have been listening to the Astrology Alchemy Podcast with your host, Sheila Belanger. More resources are available at the website ontheedgesofchange.com. Thank you for listening. Bless your alchemical journey to embrace the gold of your true nature.